So if you're digging, actually was composed over 30 years ago. But it was in the Genesis. We're in the Galat. And this Ligand was composed in Chattanooga. Well, let me get your attention.
When were you in Chattanooga?
You in Chattanooga?
I know. I grew up in Atlanta. And okay. I ain't far from Chattanooga.
I was in Chattanooga.
What year?
I don't want to say all that. They bombed the show after I left.
Sorry about the interruption, guys.
And does anyone else know where Chattanooga is?
Yeah.
And if you listen closely to it, you did have a little southern. I think those who are learning in Eretz Yisrael will appreciate it more. Kimi Tzion, Tzei Saiva, Dvar Hashem, Yerushalayim. What's the problem? So far you're doing great.
So, yeah.
leave the south and head a little north. This next rig in.
So it's also fair with a new rig in.
Probably, you probably never heard it. This was composed a few years ago.
Anyone here from Long Island?
Great Neck?
No, Great Neck.
Long Island,
it? It's called the Great Neck of Nigger. This was also the requisites for non-religious Sparta.
Persons.
It's possible. And I was just sitting there, I was talking to a young man, and sometimes you have to wait for the moment to be inspired. Everyone has like a certain time for his iris. Because as far as say, that Shah doesn't always mean the time. What else could Shah mean? Shin Ayin Hei. What else could it mean, Shah? Pashas Bereishis, no?
And Yisha Hashem Yukain.
What?
And the kind of power.
I'm talking to the people in the front. Shah means to have a rutzen for. To have a Hashem was sure, it's korban, but not the kind. Sure means was ain't lo adam, she ain't lo ishah. That's what I'm saying. It means it's not. There's not a person who doesn't have sometimes a rutzen. His ayah is a rutzen for the goyim. Sometimes it's only a rutzen to the rutzen. Sometimes to have a rutzen. Rutzen to have a rutzen. That's also my dream. They say, see them say that shalosh shudas. It's called in the lashon hazayah hakadosh. Rabba de Rabba, Ratzin de Ratzin. So the Chassidim teach up that Ratzin de Ratzin means Shabbos is when a person has a Ratzin fashion. Shalosh Shudas is a time even for someone who has a Ratzin to have a Ratzin. That's what Shalosh Shudas is. Even the person who has a Ratzin to have a Ratzin could be deserved. Anyway, so I was very desirous, and right then and there, before we even start the Kumsitz, the Snigin came to me. It's Shemi Yisrael, Shemoy Shemis Yisrael, Al Yavad Yisrael, Omrim Shema Yisrael. And so I didn't have a tape recorder, so I'm sure I was going to forget about it. So I just kept on singing. As soon as the Kumsit started, I kept on singing and singing for like 15 minutes. They probably said, there's only no one niggin. And that's all he knows is one niggin. He's going to learn this one niggin. He said, Chaim Kanievsky. He used to always say, you know, I don't know, every time I go to Chazal, I only play one nigga, and they only know one nigga. Okay.
Oh, my baby.
Inside, basically the whole Sefer is all about a person has to realize his own potential, his unique potential, his individual shlichus that he has in this world, with his positive attributes, his negative traits,
the debits and the pluses. It's all part of the package that Hashem sent each yochid here in its shlichus. So there, one of the chapters I mentioned, lots of people feel that, you know, that they got the bum deal. Not kind of against the Rebbeinu, but they feel like, you know, if I would have this person's head, and I would have this person's family, and I would have this guy's looks, you know, I'd have it easier. In the Besamim, one of the 11 Besamim, one of the Besamim didn't have a good scent. That was known as the Chelbanim. And Chazal say that the Pshat, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Chelbanim should be added? It doesn't smell good, so why would you want to add it to the Besamim? The Chelbanim represents the Poishah Yisrael. The Mamish, the sinners. The Poishah Yisrael. And yet you have to be Mitzar of the Poishah Yisrael to join the Poishah Yisrael into Yitzibah, to try to be Mekar of them. And deep below, they also have a Gevalik Reach. A Reach Toiv. She has to bring it out. He has to realize himself that a lot of people look at themselves that I'm a Chelpana. I'm a loser. You know, it's not, I'm the lemon. I'm not really doing anything. I'm a dud. There's nothing to gain. Kleinsville for me, which is not true, because no matter who you are, no matter the situation, whether you're Rabbi Kivega or you're just like a Yankel the tailor. Everyone has the same shlichus, and no one knows who's important by the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that if you save one yid, saving one yid, nefesh achat Yisrael kiilu, you will matzil a whole oilam mole. Oilam mole, the entire world. The Chazal say from this, which is the Sefer is based on, chayiv loimah bishvili nivra oilam. Chayiv adam loimah. Every person is obligated. Chayiv is not pshat, it's a privilege. It could be a bal gaiva, we'll give you a moment. Bishvili nivra oilam. First has to feel his own chashivus. Chayiv loimah. You're mechuyiv. Like you got to put on tefillin every day. Lashon Chazal is, you're mechuyiv. It's not a deraisa, but it's a chiyuv. Chiyuv to say, bishvili nivra ha'olam. The world was created for me. Rashi says, because if you realize you're chashivus, then you say, it's not kedai to do that favors. It's not kedai. Because the whole world was created for you. What, are you going to lose the whole world? Not just... You have your dalet amos. Somehow the cheshbon is that the whole world was good for every person. Everyone has to say that. So I say a gevalik remes, the chelbana, who's the bad smelling scent. The svarim say the chelbana is gematria haman. The people who feel like, you know, they're a haman, they're a raja, no toelis, it's going to be lost at the end. Even the chelbana is obligated to say, from me has to come something important. That's why the Rashi Tevis of Chelbana is Chayiv Leimar Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Even the Chelbana has to say Chayiv Leimar Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Because every Yid sitting there, every Bacha, you know, only Hashem knows how to measure the Chashivas of a person. The people who have to struggle with basic Rashi, people have to struggle with the Tosfos. And the people are struggling, understanding pilpul from the Shagas Aryeh. Only Hashem knows, and only Hashem is the judge. We don't know how to judge people. We're fooled. We're deceived. But what the Chazal tell us, when you go upstairs to Shemayim, to Elyonim, those who are like Choshev down here are Tachtonim up there, and those who are Tachtonim down here are Elyonim up there. Hashem looks at the person's toil, the person's struggle. The main thing is to have the dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you realize Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, that the sun, that the moon, everything was created just for you. And the Pachad Yitzchok, Rav Hutna Zeches El Bracha, he has a mimer, I'm not going to go into it now. He has a mimer that why did Hashem do in Makis Dam that the Mitzri and the Yid drank from the same thing? One drank blood and one drank mayim. Like, who needs this? Another bag of tricks. Hashem says, oh, watch this one. Watch this one. This is going to be a good one. Watch it. Here it comes. Go back. Hashem can make different things that he used. Or you find the same thing with choshech.
What was in the Choshech? The Choshech was in the same Dalet Amos, for the Yid was Or, and for the Mitzvah was Choshech. It was like a shtick, you know? Bag of tricks. Watch, here's another one. He says it's not true. He thinks, you think that the sun shines not for you. The sun came out not for me. It's for the tzaddikim, for the Bnei Brakas, the Rishalmis, you know. For me, I'm yoinik because I'm in mimela. I'm a consequence. I'm mimela, so I get the sunlight. It happens to me when it shines on everybody. You know what I mean? But it's not for me. It's for everybody else. And you're drinking water. He says, what are you drinking the water for? It's not because of me. It's because when there's water, everyone drinks. Well, I'm going to make private waters here and there. So the water that I'm drinking is because mimela is for the tzaddik, the yisoyed oilam. So I get it too. So Hashem showed him it's rhyme, not true. See that water you're drinking? That's the same water the mitzvah is drinking. For you, I make it water. And for him, that same glass, I'm making blood. The water that you drink every day is because I want to give you water. And the sun that's shining is because I want it to shine for you. If I didn't want it to shine for you, you wouldn't get the sun. That was the hashgacha pratis that Hashem wanted to show everyone in Mitzrayim. Not just Tom. Mimeil everyone gets. For you in particular. That's how chosheva a person is. That's what a person has to realize. That even though he might feel like a chelvana, he might smell like a chelvana, but underneath, chayiv lema v'shvila divrilam, even the chelvana, he has to say, v'shvila divrilam. My Rebbe Zitzal Rafaifel used to say, as long as you're still alive, Hashem wants something from you. If you're still alive, means today, he still wants something from you. That's the ma'aseh with the goyim. The goyim and the mumer. There was a mumer to machal everything. And he was with the Vilna goyim, and the goyim told him, he drank water, didn't make a bracha. He says, you're going to get a din v'cheshbon for not making that bracha. He says, make a bracha. I do every other in the Torah. I'm a deluxe Machalal Shabbos, a deluxe Achilles Travis. You're worried about? I didn't make a bracha before I drank water. He says, you're going to get it for that too? Din v'cheshbon. So all of a sudden, he was so in the Torah, he became a Jew on the spot. On the spot. So you take him right off the Kaisel. He was on the spot. He was a full-fledged Baal Tshuva. So they say, what's the Pshat? He did Tshuva. You think, like, wow, he was so watch his old Gehenim. He didn't care about Gehenim. He didn't want to Gehenim, it's not going to bother him. He said the Kabbalah in the Maisa was that he thought that he's already so far along, he's so huge, he gave up. There's no Keshe with a Kodesh Baruch Hu anyway. Like he's cut. There's nothing to do. I'm a real Kelvinah, the worst of the kinds. Who cares? Hashem is not interested in my mitzvahs. The Goyim said, for not saying the Baruch HaShachal, you get a Duchit. Just for the Shachal. Who you mean Hashem still wants my Shachal? Even though I'm an Oysvor, he still wants my Shachal? Because I'm still connected. I'm still connected. That's the whole truth. Most people lose the ascent. And I praise Hashem because they feel, oh, I did an Avera, I'm out. Close shot. So a person would know that the koich of a yid, what a yid is. Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Every Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the moon comes with a nekuda. Just a drop. A mamash in the nekuda. You only see with a nekuda. What do you see? The heilados of Chodesh is in the nekuda. There is that. There's always a nekuda in the yid. There's always a nekuda in the yid. That he never lost it. It can't be destroyed. It's indestructible. That's where you could always start from. The Shvili Nivraelim applies even for the yid who thinks he's way off. He has shaykhus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He just has to ma'ira, fan the spark. And then all of a sudden it turns into a mamash. Shall have a shiur, a flame to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Show.
Oh,
there's three different madrigals in Nigunim. There's a Nigun that you sing with words and a Nigun, but then you limit it to the words and then you limit it to the Nigun. There's a Nigun that you sing, which is just a Nigun without the words. So then you can put your own words to it. Then they say there's the highest madriga, is there's no Nigun and there's no words. It's what the David HaMelech says, Kolatz Moisai Taman Hashem Michamoichos. All my bones, my whole essence, sing to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So now we'll sing a Nigun, the second madriga. We won't hop too much on madrigas. I heard a Nigun that you love over here, and it's a thing that we also love in our base medrash.
Oh,
Bring yourself some business. It's just some old business. Some beans you want to pay for. You can't afford bags in your glass. You put your muffins on the farm. You put your muffins on the farm.
This farmer up here, the farmer up here.
Varim are up here up front. If anybody would like to buy a safer or a CD, it's up front over here.
Better. Last year I was in Rabbi Boyer's yeshiva. Yeah. I really appreciate coming in.
Learning well here?
Sorry?
Learning well?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, thanks. Next year I'm looking for after Pesach, I'm looking for another class, another yeshiva. So maybe I'll stop by.
Okay, whatever, it comes out of the right.